Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 994 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a question coming in today from Troy. All right, now here's today's question from Troy.
Hey, Pat, this is Troy from TroyDelaney.com. I blog about nonconformity, creating opportunity, and staying young and healthy. I'm in the process of setting up a mastermind, and I just wanted to get your thoughts. I know you've talked about being part of a mastermind or several. So what kinds of things should we consider when we're setting up our mastermind? What should we talk about on our first meeting? Also, what tools do you use, such as Google Calendar or Google Docs? And what suggestions do you have for paid masterminds? Are there specific ones that you know of that you would recommend? Or what should we look for within a paid mastermind? Keep changing lives. Thanks for everything you do.
Hey, Troy, thank you so much for the question. So mastermind groups are something that are very, very important in my life. I'm actually in three now. Two I formed with some friends of mine, and they've been around for 7+ years. And then the other one I just recently joined, and that was a paid one that I joined. So I'm not going to talk about that one right now because that one is more a higher level. I'm paying to get access to the person who's putting this together and also the community that this person's building with other people who have paid to be a part of this mastermind. But these other ones, I mean, they're ones that you can form right now with people who you know you have a vibe with, who you know are also going to prioritize this. That's the number one rule. You want to be there and prioritize the mastermind group, and the people in that group should prioritize it too. And it's so important to me that, like, if you consider the hierarchy of rankings of people who are important in my life, at the top, of course, it's family. That's number one, the most important people in my life. Number two, my mastermind group. Absolutely. I mean, I've grown up with these people for the last 7 years as a business owner. I know their businesses. They know mine in and out, and I've gotten and received brutally honest and completely helpful advice that I know I would not be where I'm at today if it wasn't for them. And then, of course, like under them, my best friends and just friends and such. Anyway, so when you're starting out, finding people who are in and around your level is also very important. If you consider where you're at, doesn't matter what your level is at, but if you consider your number for a scale of 1 to 10, you're at a 5. You want to find people who are, you know, 4 to 7. Going any lower, it's just they're going to hold you back, and that's, I mean, they're not going to contribute much to the group in terms of like the where you guys are at. But also going too high, I mean, they're going to feel like they're not getting anything out of that, and you might just be trying to ask them questions all the time. So 4 to 7 works out pretty well. I have a lot of information. If you look up mastermind groups on Smart Passive Income, you'll find a lot of more in-depth information, including a presentation I did at Social Media Marketing World, I think in 2015, about specifically mastermind groups and how to form them. They're one of my favorite things. And when you go back into history and look at some really, really important people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Andrew Carnegie and Napoleon Hill, these are all people who had groups of people around them. Benjamin Franklin in his junto, it's just been ingrained in history to know that, you know, when you surround yourselves with like-minded people, amazing things happen. And when you're all there to help each other, it benefits everybody at the same time. It's like kind of Knights of the Round Table style. There's no one head person. It's everybody's there for each other's benefit, to hold each other accountable, to share each other's goals, all those kinds of things. So a few more tips I can give you. I would definitely recommend checking out and looking up mastermind groups on smartpassiveincome.com. Just hit the magnifying glass at the top and you'll get there. And type in mastermind groups. But the first meeting, it's great to kind of have everybody introduce themselves. If you can meet in person, that's even better. Finding people at a conference is a great place to go. Or if you find somebody at a conference, you decide you're going to put a group together, inviting people in and having that first conversation you all have, kind of go round robin style, talking about where your business is and where it's at, where you want it to go. Just help each other determine what your goals are. I think another important topic of discussion is to help each other determine how you best each like to learn and how and what motivates you most. For one of our groups, for example, we did this in, we didn't do this at the very start, we should have, and it's what I recommend all mastermind groups do at some point early on, and that's talk about how you prefer to be taught and how you prefer to be told what to do. Some people like the boot camp style, sergeant, just yell in your face kind of style. If people do that to me, I close up, I shell up, and I'm not going to take any action at all. I get very, you know, I kind of paralyze myself when I get that kind of feedback and that kind of instruction. Even though I know they're coming from a place of giving and wanting to help, like I just don't respond very well to that. So I respond very well to motivation, to getting examples of others who have done something similar, rewards on the other end. And my people in my mastermind groups know that. There are some people in my mastermind groups who do prefer to get boot camp sergeant yelled at, and it's my role to try and encompass that when teaching this person how to do something or sharing some feedback related to an issue they might be having. So that's a great topic to discuss in the first meeting, having a person in the hot seat moving forward one per week. So here's the basic structure. 10 minutes, we go round robin style each week for an hour. So my mastermind group meetings are about an hour in length typically, and they're done virtually over Google Hangouts or freeconferencecall.com or just anything like that. Or GoToMeeting. I mean, Skype conference call, doesn't really matter how you do it, as long as you're all together and you all have it in your schedule. We all have it in our calendars, in our Google calendars. We also have a Facebook group to go along with our individual masterminds for sharing resources, for asking questions midweek, and really, that's been really helpful too. But here's how it's structured. First 10 minutes, we go round robin talking about a win from the previous week. This sets us up for success and gets us motivated, gets us also excited for bringing something to the table each week. So we want to make sure we have a win to share with everybody. Then for the next 40 minutes, a person is in the hot seat. That person has a chance to discuss whatever it is they want to discuss. It could be an issue they're having or a plan and they want to get feedback. Or sometimes people use that time to present something they've just done that's worked really well that they want to offer the rest of the group. There's that too. And then the rest of the group members, their role is to listen and participate and help that person out in any way, shape, or form that they can. Ask questions if they don't understand something. Be curious, essentially, and be brutally honest too while being respectful. And then the final 10 minutes, we talk about what we're going to try to accomplish by the next week. So it kind of is a way to hold each other accountable. So that's just a really high-level version of what the mastermind group calls are like, and we prioritize it. We rotate hot seats every single week, and it's just great. And try to get between 4 to 6 people in a group. Any more than that, then you just kind of wait a long time before your next hot seat. So 4 to 6 people is great, but even starting out, just 2 will work. You and one other person to start out with, and then you can invite more people in. There's definitely a power of having more brains in there, though. So Troy, hopefully this is helpful. Thank you so much for calling in and asking your question. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you again so much. I appreciate you, and I look forward to serving you on the next episode next week of Ask Pat. Here's a quote to finish off the day by Roald Dahl. And above all, watch with glittering eyes the whole world around you, because the greatest secrets are always hidden in the most unlikely places. Those who don't believe in magic will never find it. Believe in it, guys. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.